We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. After her win for Best Rap Album at the Grammys, someone sent Cardi B flowers and a note with Tom Petty lyrics on it.
Nice.
It said, "You've got a big heart, so big it could crush this town, Tom Petty." And that lyric is from his song Walls. But Cardi B thought the flowers were actually from Tom Petty, so she thanked him on social media. The only problem is that Tom passed away in 2017. So unless Tom has got some supernatural powers, or he knew she was going to win a couple years after his death. I don't think it's from Tom Petty.
Plus, whoever sent it, they screwed up the lyrics. I mean, they're close to it. It's almost like a paraphrase because the actual lyrics are, "'Cause you got a heart so big it could crush this town."
Oh, yeah. So this whole thing is messed up.
It's a giant mess. And the poor man is not alive.
And here's Cardi thanking Tom Petty for something he didn't do.
No.
"Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note."
But if you...
Oh, poor woman.
I know.
At least she was thankful.
Yeah.
And if you see the note...
Right.
And look, I think it's arguable that somebody like Cardi B, living and walking in the circles, being as young as she is, would not have a clue that Tom Petty passed away. There's people I don't know that have died and people I don't know that are still alive.
And think about all the people on Facebook that post a link to somebody like so sad and it's a link about somebody dying, but then you click on the link and that person died like in 2015.
Exactly.
This happens all the time. I know people are probably giving her a hard time about it. I know she removed the post because probably people are like, he's not alive anymore. But... cut her some slack on this one.
Yeah. If you see the letter she got, like the little card that came with the flowers, it does look like it's from a guy named Tom Petty.
There's no quotes. It's not like, you know, it looks like a note from Tom Petty.
And I'm thinking she knows who he is and who
clearly
he was.
She was pretty geeked about it.
Yeah, who he was. She probably just didn't realize he was gone. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of these guys, like, you don't know if they're alive or not. Like, there's a lot of guys I'm like in my brain thinking right now going, I don't know if they're still alive. Ava Goat is finally gone, right? There was always that thing. Isn't he finally gone? People are always thinking that's the thing. Yeah.
Well, there was someone that posted one just the other day. I can't remember who it was, but for half a second I thought, oh man, it's a bummer that person died. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure they died already. Yeah. And then you click on the link and it was a story from 2016.
We've been hit by it before when I sent you a link. And I was like, oh, this is so sad. And then, Abe Vigoda did pass away in 2016.
Yeah. So, but that was always the joke. Abe Vigoda is still alive.
And her response to it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't make a mistake anymore, Steve. Social media just doesn't let you make a mistake.
Because everybody else is right, and you're dumb.
And it lasts forever.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's so smart, they don't make mistakes. No, they just sit on social media waiting for, you know, to be idiots.
And she's gotten all pissed off at social media for other reasons because, you know, when she first came out, a lot of people felt that whatever record it was that had, the first song that was popular, that Yellow song, Bojack, I don't know. It's you know, if you're a rap fan, you know. But people are like, that should have been the best rap song in the Grammys. And everyone's like, this is a travesty. She got ripped off. And now she wins that award, and everyone's like, she shouldn't have won. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know, you guys were all on my side before when I was the underdog, and now all of a sudden, people are crapping on her.
I am really tired of people just crapping on everything. I think I have a crap overload. It's like, yep. We get it. You can be negative about something. Get it. That's wild. That's really novel. It's like, I love it when people are pointing out Brandi Carlile's performance. I get that the Grammys and a lot of award shows can be boring and not good. We all get that. Mm-hmm. But actually, you know, Steve, you said it before. You really like a lot of the musical performances on the Grammys. That's, and you find that to be really a highlight.
We always DVR it. We don't watch it live because I don't want to sit through the awards. I really don't care about the awards. Because in my opinion, honestly, music shouldn't be an award thing. It's an art. It's subjective. How do you determine what's the best? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is this record better than that record? It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to have a room full of old people decide what the best rap record is? That seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But I like the performances. And in fact, I thought Cardi B's performance was great. I thought she really, like, it was a fun one. I thought, in my opinion, though, the Brandi Carlile performance was just, it was powerful. It was so good. It was cool to see the reaction of everybody in that room. Plus, you know, I knew a couple of the guys that are in her band, and it was just really emotional for me to watch because I know those guys have busted their asses to just try and make it in the music industry.
That's always awesome.
And have been dealt a bad hand for years, and then finally latched on with Brandi Carlile and have really helped her grow to what she is, and also in turn she's helped them grow to become great artists as well. But also Lady Gaga's performance was pretty awesome, and after that the rest of the performances I just really didn't care about. There was some I'm like, I don't even know who the hell this person is.
Like, don't you feel like a youngin' when you go, I don't know who that is?
But in all fairness, my wife, who, you know, is obviously younger than me, she's like, I don't even know who the hell this person is.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, you find something you can appreciate in it, and I do too. I hear it in my world, you know, because being a geek, gosh, there's nothing but negativity.
Yep.
Everybody just picks apart something. You know, I kickstarted this game, and people are on there. I didn't know there's a thing, and Vicky and Rev, maybe you know this. People sometimes, because with Kickstarters, you can, like, a lot of them you can back for a dollar.
Okay.
I guess just say, hey, to support it.
Right. People, I don't have money, but I just want to help you out.
That's what you think? I just heard recently that people like to do that so they can negatively just comment. Because once you're a backer, you get to put comments up there.
Really?
So people just like to troll the whole campaign because they don't like the person, don't like the company.
They paid money to be a troll?
Yeah, they paid a buck to be a troll.
Sometimes it's worth the dollar to do something like that. And that actually is the only way that you can comment, is they'll have it set so only backers can comment so they can avoid that sort of thing.
Now, there are some people who I believe, you know, if you're unscrupulous or whatever, sure. I think that somebody should stand up and say, look, you know what? You stole our money. You didn't do the other campaign. Right. I'm legitimately okay with that. But if you just don't like a person's game because it's just not for you, then to get on there and go, hey, blah, 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 blah. It's just because I've got people going, I'll never back that game. It's stupid. It's expensive. It's whatever. And I'm there going, dude, I am so stoked for this. I've been following everything. I've been watching every video they put out.
Right.
It's like, I get that it's expensive, but then you don't got to buy it. But me.
Nobody's forcing you to pay for it.
It's like a goofball's wonderland. Like, the guy's doing everything you'd want to do to make a great game, and you know, it's like all the components are ridiculously awesome. Mm-hmm. And everything, it's like, but that's what a geek like me wants. I love opening all that stuff up, and I will pay for that. If you don't, that's okay. But
right,
it's, but instead, oh, I'm paying a buck, I'm just gonna go, and everybody's an idiot that would back this game.
Dude, that's next level sad. If you're that bad of a, you decided to pay money to be a troll.
Yeah.
You need to recheck your life and evaluate what the hell's going on in your world. If you're that miserable that you're willing to pay a dollar to be a troll on something that really has done nothing to you, and it's has nothing to do with your life, really, at the end of the day. You don't need that. That game is not impacting your life whatsoever. But I'm going to pay a dollar to crap all over it.
Yeah, I want to give it a shout out. I mean, I might as well, because everybody's been giving it negative attention. But I love it. I've been geeking out. It won't come out until 2020. I'm so bummed, Bill. But I know I got to wait because I got to make it. But
well, for a dollar, you can complain about it.
Yeah, I know. But much love to Sandy Peterson and the guys at Hyperspace, because it's my kind of game, and they've just gone crazy with making it an awesome thing. And it's well worth the money, if you ask me. So check it out on Kickstarter if you want Hyperspace. They got a cheap version too, but I'm going for the full Cadillac version.
We got a couple of texts about the Grammys. One person says Brandi Carlile used to babysit me. That's pretty funny.
Whoa!
She's from Ravensdale.
Do you think maybe she sang to the kid?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes
I remember seeing Brandi perform in some places, just doing like Radiohead covers, but way back in the day, and it's kind of cool to see just how she's become a real top-notch artist in what they call it, Americana is the style of music, really, that she's part of, kind of folky, a little bit rock, a little bit of country.
Yeah, well, think about this. Think about, like, a mega star. You could say that, you know what, Lady Gaga used to sing to me to sleep because I was a little kid, and she's my babysitter.
Right.
Wouldn't that be awesome to go, yeah, she used to sing me little lullabies.
Someone said, watch Cardi B perform on the Grammys again. She lip-synced the whole time. She sucks. At no point did I think she was actually singing. Like, with most rappers or pop artists, I don't ever think their performance is done live. Although I think Gaga might have been, because you could kind of hear her breathing.
Yeah.
But I just enjoyed the performance. I know that, like, she's not really singing, because there's a lot of dancing, there's a lot of moving. No one's going to sound that, quote-unquote, good, depending on what you think is good, without lip-syncing. Lip-syncing doesn't bother me. I know it bothers a lot of other people. It doesn't bother me one bit.
I will tell you, though, the Millies and the Vanillies of the world are probably just rolling in the grave, though.
They were trendsetters, man.
Yeah, they were. Now, granted, they weren't the ones at least that made the music. I mean, Cardi B, at least, like a lot of the lip syncers, at least made the original version of what they're lip syncing. But yeah, I get everybody is a purist or whatever, but we've had enough, guys. I think we've had enough complaining. Anybody can complain and be negative. I think we get it. We get that there are things that you don't like out there, but we're inundated with just, here's why I hate this. And I'm just really tired of it. It's like, look, I like this and you don't. How about you just don't comment? Go find something you like and say something good about it rather than coming over and taking a crap over what I like. Well, I just don't get that anymore.
Somebody also sent a message I thought was cool saying, thanks to you guys for playing that clip of Brandi Carlile during the Migs Report. I actually downloaded her new record, by the way, I Forgive You, and it's awesome. Yeah. I did the exact same thing. I'm not a huge Brandi Carlile fan. I like some of her stuff, but I'm not like somebody that goes out of my way to like listen to her records, pull of her records, and that's about it. But after that performance on the Grammys, I was like, I need to hear the rest of this album, and it's a damn good album. It's really well done.
Well, you're a guy that loves music, which is what I hate to give you a compliment, but you will have an ear for anything, and you will have an open mind when you're listening, which is, you really can't say that for people when just interacting with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you, when it comes to music, you have your movie taste is sucky, but your music taste is amazing.
Yeah. No, I think my movie taste is pretty fantastic.
It's on point with
on point with another idiot on the show, and I won't say Danny's name because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Just because you're in a room with two movie snobs like Danny and I, recognize and appreciate good art.
I've always been impressed with how, as you get older, you still are very broad-minded when it comes to music, and that's not easy to do.
I just like a good song is a good song. I don't need it to be. Obviously, rock is always my number one go to, but if it's a good pop song or a good rap song, I'm going to enjoy country or Americana.
Yeah, just a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that way about TV and movies. If it's good, I'm going to acknowledge it. Even if I don't like it, but I can see that it's good. Like, there's a lot of good stuff out there that I don't like, but I can recognize that it's good. It's like, look, this is a well-done thing. It's just not me. I mean, I just don't want to sit here and watch this, but I'm not telling you it's bad. All right, I have a question. Why would a man just randomly give a stranger his car for free? This is my wife's dream come true.
Dude, I thought of your wife when I saw this story.
You're going to hear from him at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This woman, her name is Kayla Cooper, and she left a car dealership in San Diego. And she left in tears last Tuesday because she needed a car for work and couldn't afford one. But then this random dude by the name of Dan, he was there buying a Beamer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Nice. Yeah. Good for him.
Going high end.
So he overheard the whole thing where she couldn't afford the car and she was teary-eyed about the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess they were like, the financing company wouldn't finance her. So the dealership was like, we have nothing we can do for you.
So he decided, you know what? I'm going to trade in my Toyota Scion to get this BMW, but I think she needs it more than I do. And so he decided to make a move.
Well, when I was doing my transaction, she was like in the table next to me, talking to the salesperson. I can kind of tell she wasn't getting what she was there for. She was already, you know, a few miles away, so she turned around and then came back and, just signed it over. You know, it gives her a little bit of a jump start in life, which, you know, if everybody did that for everybody else, it would be, a much better place.
Damn, dude.
That'd be great, though. She's like, Yeah, thanks. I'm just not a fan of that kind of car.
Yeah. It doesn't, you know, it does not, it doesn't make me look as cool as I want to look. And yeah, it was, I mean, the car's about 10 years old, but it was in great shape, and yeah, it's a Toyota. And of course, Toyota's known you can run those babies forever. So he could have got at least a few thousand dollars for it. What a great gift. And yeah, he was just like, look, this is worth much more to her than it is to me. And when Kayla got back to the dealership, she didn't believe it at first. She's just like, are you serious?
I can't afford that, not with two part-time jobs, right, and trying to pay for school. I was just crying and I didn't know what to do. I was shaking because it's something so unreal. It's a whole car. How can someone be so generous to give their car away? When you think everything is really going to come to an end, just be patient because anything is possible.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, huh? I hope that she ends up having that attitude in life.
Yeah, you would hope so.
You know that things will work out, even out. Just stay in the game. Just try your best to deal with adversity, because we all get our fair share of good stuff and bad stuff as long as we just stay in the game long enough. The coin flips our way once in a while.
Someone posted a Facebook post. Obviously, someone that works at that car place. They said, you know, this happened. Gentleman was buying a BMW, trading in a Scion?
How do you pronounce it?
Scion! Struggling student, working two jobs, wasn't able to finance the car, broke down in tears. Salesperson was consoling her. We all felt bad, but there's not much you could do. She leaves, and then that guy comes up asking if we were able to help her. We say no. She's visibly upset. The guy says, call her back. I want to give her my trade-in.
Damn.
Nuts. As he buys his car, he's handing over that car, the title, and the keys.
That's my wife's dream.
That's what I thought when I saw this. It was like, this is exactly what your wife is hoping is going to happen, but not with a car, but with a house.
The house. And every time
we're
walking fancy neighborhoods or whenever we were on the beach, you know, she'd be like, oh, you know what? One day, someone's going to come out of that house and hand me the keys, and we're going to get to live there. And
I hope it happens, just so that you're so wrong.
I will be. It always start an argument. But you know what? She's not wrong.
Does she, like, give out good karma in return, though? Does she help people and give stuff to them, or just in hopes that karma would return
that
favor?
That's a good question. I mean, she may think she does. I don't know what the hell she's doing.
She gives out smiles and, you know, good vibes,
man. I mean, she opens up her apartment so that people can get this, acupuncture treatment because, you know, the dude doesn't have an office to practice
in. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. So the apartment is like the clinic. That's
her way of
giving back.
So people come over to her place to get poked.
Yes.
Naked and poked.
Mm. Yeah. That's how it is.
Huh. Where? In the living room? The bedroom? What's going on here, BJ?
Oh, everywhere you want to get poked, buddy. Every place is up for grabs.
No, for real. There's a guy that has a table.
They'll bring a table, like a massage table.
Uh-huh.
Set up shop, probably in her master bedroom. And in her living room is like the waiting area. And then she's got like a little mini clinic going on.
Excuse me? What?
How's the first time we're hearing about this?
What the hell? Your wife has a business going on in her place?
Well, it's not her business, though. She doesn't get paid.
But what does she get out of this?
Well,
free acupuncture?
I think it's what Vicky said.
Are you making a sound?
I just had a cough.
I think that she's like Vicky just asked a question. She just does it because she feels like these people need treatment, and the guy needs it, and they wouldn't be able to get treatment if there wasn't a place for this guy to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did this start?
Ooh, it's been probably about 2 to 3 years, I would say.
How has this not ever come up?
I don't know. I guess I just,
is this every day?
Pretty much. When I'm there, he'll go to his brother's house.
Well, yeah, of course. He's going to show up when the husband's there.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I, you know,
he'll poke someone somewhere else.
Yeah, so I'll go get treatment from the dude, but I'll go to the brother's house because, you know, when I'm there, they go, look, the guy wants to go have a nice time. We can't have him down.
He has a different type of poking he wants to do with this lady.
Exactly.
Right.
You're all on the right page in that one.
Wow.
And it's a good karma thing. She doesn't get paid. I don't know how much. I mean, I don't know if he gives it, like, when she gets a treatment, I don't know if he gives her a break or not. I mean,
I would hope.
I don't know. That's her business.
That's just nuts. I mean,
I don't know if he goes there, but, you know, hey.
So does she work as, does she then hang out to be like a receptionist for him while people come in? Like, hey, welcome to my house.
Kind of a greeter. Water. He's got a few people that, you know, if you will, on a volunteer basis, help make sure all of the clerical stuff gets done.
Volunteers?
You know, it's an interesting thing. These people really believe in what this guy does, and they just want to give back to the community is kind of what it is. That's how I look at it.
It seems weird.
It's definitely different. You're right. It took me a while.
One texter says it's creepy AF.
Yeah, it definitely is weird, but
I wouldn't want someone coming into my home using it as a business and poking people in my bedroom.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. It's her place. Yeah. It's like, you know, she gets to do whatever she wants. And
but is she worried about, like, who the hell are these people in their home?
I would think so, but... You know, like people, she feels like she's doing God's work for people, you know, really, uh-huh. really. Again, it's that kind heart thing. A lot of folks feel like they get a lot of benefit from getting this treatment from this guy. They've had life changing things where the medical community couldn't cure them, but acupuncture did and whatever else he does.
Oh, no, I think acupuncture is I've witnessed it firsthand that this stuff is next level in the sense of things that I never thought it could do. And I've seen people who I believe and they're not just saying this, like kind of coming off like some weird. They're not new agey people.
Yeah.
And they've experienced acupuncture do some pretty miraculous things. So I get that. Does he at least like pay for her toilet paper and you know people
come. Oh yeah, he'll cover all the expenses of what people use. Like he'll okay. yeah, all that stuff.
I can imagine she's kind of flying through toilet paper.
Yeah,
I don't know why that's the biggest issue in my head, but
pays part of the electric bill, if not the whole electric bill, for the same reason, because you know there's a lot going on.
Someone's like this is totally a cult. The cult of poking.
Yeah, well, I don't know why this guy can't afford his own space, but it is California. It's expensive. And so I think his attitude was, look, if I'm not going to rent a space, it's too expensive because I'd have to charge people more. So I won't do it at all. But people believe in this. You know, you have to understand with like a lot of Asian culture, old school Asian culture, the idea of chi and the idea of meridians, and the idea of all this, they believe just as much as we believe in going to the regular doctor.
Sure.
So most of the people that he sees are Asian.
Okay.
So, you know, and then of course my wife and some of her friends who are American really have bought into this whole idea of this kind of healing, this holistic healing. But he wouldn't do it if he didn't have a place. And, you know, the Asian culture isn't as rigid as we are when it comes to, of course, who cares if you go to a house to get treated? You don't have to go to a doctor's office. They just have a whole different standard of doing things in life than Americans. And I've had to really come to understand that because, I mean, Vicky, you probably know. I mean, there's a lot of things in the Mexican culture that where Americans go, well, there's no way we should do things like that or live like that or have things like that. But, you know, in Mexico and other places, they go, oh, we're doing it that way. It's not a problem.
Yeah. Like, for example, a lot of people just buy a big house and have, you know, their kids live with them and their grandkids, the cousins and aunts, everyone, grandparents are living in one house.
Acupuncturist.
How was a problem for me for a long time?
I bet. How old's Dr. Pokey?
He might be close to 80.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, which is unbelievable because the guy is in great shape and he's an old dude.
Dude. Okay. He's obviously, I mean, he's 80. He's maybe a few years left in him. You know, 20, maybe.
He looks like he's probably in his 60s.
What if he wills her his house? Then everything comes full circle, and she gets that free house.
The only chance, I think. That?
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible.
Can you imagine?
Very possible.
No, I can't imagine, but it would be amazing if it did happen.
But that's that good karma. Like, she doesn't have to do that.
No,
and it is an inconvenience. I mean, I talked to her, and she busts her ass, and even she's like, gosh, you know, I really wish that I'm not doing this, but I know it's good for the people. And I'm like,
Can't they work out like a rotation, like her and all of her pokey friends? Like, you know, Dr. Pokey goes to this place on Wednesdays. Dr. Pokey goes to your place on Tuesdays.
I'll tell you, Steve, my trouble in life has always been getting in other people's business. And so literally it is her business. If you don't feel like you're being mistreated, I'm going to stay out of it. Whenever you need a champion to come in, you let me know. As opposed to I would insert myself in situations where people go, I don't need you to be a jerk. What are you doing?
Right, yeah.
You know, and
you don't want to mess with Dr. Pokey.
No, you know, well, I mean, I just don't want to mess with her. She seems to be happy. Vicky, yes, I think she's doing a lot of good karma stuff by letting that clinic ever be her house.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping somebody gives her a house for that. Yeah.
Why doesn't he use his own house?
That's one text that asked that, too. Good question.
Does he not have a house?
That's a really good. I don't know. He's like the man of mystery. I don't know what the hell he's got.
He probably lives in one of the other people's houses.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he doesn't use his own place, or if he doesn't have a big place, he might just have a studio. He's like one of these guys that doesn't need a lot in life. You know, he's like the old school.
Because he gets everyone else to do stuff for him.
So does he show up like a little briefcase of like needles?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, it's weird.
This sounds very safe.
It's weird and
sterile.
He's going to will her a cardboard house.
Weird to all of us, but this is something she believes in, and what am I going to do? You know what I mean? I mean, and there are.
Well, I mean, you are paying for the place. I guess you could say, I don't want this to happen.
Well, but if it makes her happy, and if she's, I mean, and there are people that are getting helped out that really, nobody else can do anything for him. People with like these maladies that the you know, people go, the doctors go, there's nothing I can do for you.
Maybe one of those people will just will your
could very
house
well
to
be.
Your wife.
Yeah, and you know,
she's providing the home for them to have this happen.
He's kind of in the world of Dr. Bob, but okay. Because, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but there are, the Asian culture just isn't as big on formality in certain business aspects as we are. So I don't think he thinks it's a big deal. He goes, I can do this anywhere. You heal anywhere. You don't need a special medical building to heal, and you heal wherever you can heal, is his sort of attitude. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the Asian culture thinks that's strange. And he used to do it in Bellevue. That's how she got to know him. He used to do it here in Bellevue. And
did he follow her out there? Like, hey, I hear you're out there.
No, she actually followed him out there because he went. Oh. He started back in the day down in California, then came up here to Washington, then ended up back in
so
California.
So this is the
again.
Guy that... has helped her with her after the car accident.
Exactly.
Now it's starting to make a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Still crazy.
Oh, it's crazy by my standards.
But it's less crazy than I originally thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you know my wife, I mean, my wife used to live with the Hare Krishnas. My wife is so odd. She's just off the grid in the way she lives. Like, most Americans look at my wife like, what is going on with you?
I mean,
you
know, at least she saved some money. She doesn't have to get like a video game system. This is probably entertaining her more than enough.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is. And she thinks she's doing good work. And like
so
you
says,
said,
can you now call it the Pokey Palace?
It's the Pokey Palace.
The Pokey Palace.
Sure.
So you going to the Pokey Palace this weekend?
Can you see how good I am, though?
Dude, this has been going on for years,
and I've been actually pretty cool.
No.
Okay, Danny, you didn't know about it, Rev?
Yeah,
no idea. No,
Vicky, you didn't. What about Joe and Sarah? You guys?
Yeah, they know.
Yeah. What do you guys think about this?
Oh, Sarah,
can we bring them in? I'm curious to see.
Oh, Sarah hates it.
Yeah,
Sarah, her reaction was my reaction, but I've learned to come to peace with it. But we both had the same reaction.
You're at pokey peace with it.
Yeah, I'm at pokey peace with it. Sarah, on the other hand, is not at peace with it. Here she comes. Look at that face. Look at the face.
Oh, this is gonna be good. Sarah, tell us what you really think.
Yeah, she's not happy about it.
Oh, hey. Oh, I hate it. Oh, I think it's weird. I think it's... Oh, this is...
You're not down with the Pokey Palace?
Not at all. No, and I know him...
What do you think about Dr. Pokey?
Yeah, I don't like him. No, I think he's rude. I think... Well, yeah, this is bringing me back.
Yeah, this is tough time for
sure. I feel
Sarah.
Like I'm triggered.
Yeah, uh-oh. Don't be... Yeah. If you're... Honey, if you're triggered, you don't want to be like all ticked
off. Yeah, no,
off
I just...
Everything. It's a tough business for you. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes on the radio we talk about stuff and this
okay.
is...
Okay, yeah. This is too much. I don't have to
no,
talk about
no, it's
it.
All good. I think it's very weird. I think...
So I shouldn't pull out my sewing needles. I might trigger you.
don't start poking me or pinching me or... I guess I don't really fully believe in it.
Steve, I didn't know you bring your sewing needles with you. I thought you
never know when
emergencies.
A button pops off your pants.
Oh, good call.
Always be prepared.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's strange. And she's in it. She's like full on in it and loves it.
Do you feel
it
like it's cultish?
Totally, 100%. I think it's expensive and I don't really think it works. And she has friends down there who... I don't think they're healed.
Free.
I was going to say,
getting it for free.
Gentlemen, ladies.
But this guy is... he needs to write a book.
It's her wow. business. I look.
Oh, he probably has written books. Apparently, he used to be a lawyer and a dentist and a doctor. And he's just like God. And my mom like bows down to him.
There's really not a problem in the family about this. I want you to know. Everybody's really good with this.
Uh-oh, S just got real.
This is why I never visit.
Yeah.
Because...
He's a Dr. Pokey.
Because of Dr. Pokey, she's in it, man. It's weird. It's weird and it's creepy.
Right.
And I'm shocked that BJ is cool with it. Or at least
I am too.
To be.
But then again, it's been a couple of years.
So well, I'll tell you why.
We only know you now. We don't know you from when that was happening.
Oh, yeah. No, I was off the rails for a while about this whole situation. But thanks to my son, actually, he was the guy that actually talked some sense into me, whether he knows it or not.
Oh.
Yeah. Step one, Jack Daniels.
Okay.
Step two, some nice ice cubes in a little glass, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your take on all this?
Do you think it's weird? Steve, you know, I always tell people there are a lot of ways to be happy in the world. And sometimes just being ignorant's one of them, you know?
My man,
that is a,
you are a part of the same cult that I am.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I got, man.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Exactly. I go, hey, Mom, how you doing? She goes, great. I go, fantastic.
Yeah. Ask no questions, get no lies.
You know, and I'll tell you, man.
Cheers to that. Where's the Jack Daniels, Joe?
Cheers to that. Cheers.
He's a wise man, that son of mine. We had a big family meeting.
Yeah.
And I was ripping out.
Get drunk, ignore problems. Yeah.
But he said something at the family meeting, which was really helpful. And because I have my reaction to life about things is like Sarah's reaction. It always has been. So I have empathy for Sarah because I know where she gets it. She gets it from me. And Joey just looked at me one time and I'm like, we're in this situation and everything we've described has happened. And Joey just goes, hey, look, man, you wanted this because you married her and you let her go down there. And it all. So this is your choice. This is all happening because you want it. Otherwise, you wouldn't let it happen. And I looked at him and I thought, you know, you're 100%. I mean, it took me a while. I was like, he's 100% right. Mm-hmm. This is the woman I married. This is the woman I love. And this is what she wants to do. And okay, it's like, yeah, you know what? If I didn't want to be with her anymore, I would not be with her anymore. But actually, it's like, as I look at my entire life with her, dude, she has been out the window ever since I've known her. She has been off the grid, new age, new thought. Just something.
Mount Shasta.
Oh, yeah. Always cultish. My wife is always on the cult fringe. You know who saves her is me. That's why it works for her. She would be off the deep end if not for me just reeling her in, going, it's good to be involved with this, but don't go all the way to the deep end of the pool like a lot of her friends. Like the people she associates with, a lot of them are bat-ass crazy. Mm-hmm. I pull her out of the fire before she goes bat-ass crazy. So I feel like, all right. And then, you know, every once in a while I get poked and it feels pretty good. So... You know, so like Joe says, it's just like I'll go have a rum and diet and go, okay, whatever you say, honey. Yeah, just as long as I can watch my shows.
Joe, have you met Dr. Pokey?
I have.
What's your perspective on Pokey?
You know, he reminds me of Mr. Miyagi, except like...
That's what I was picturing. Yeah, I don't know why.
He looks just like him. He looks just like Pat Morita.
I was just thinking like that attitude and that vibe with the whole, you know, just everything's very spiritual.
Yeah, but I have a feeling like maybe like 2 months into it, you realize you weren't really going to learn anything and that you wouldn't pass karate class.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just how I kind of got that vibe from him. Like he was like half there.
There you go. Welcome to my life.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, dude, you've blown the minds of everybody on the show other than your kids because they knew about it.
I am happy with myself because I really have come to peace with it. And I go down and I spend time with her and I have a good time with her. And this is, you know what? I've driven her crazy for a good part of our marriage. If this is what makes her happy and as long as she's not breaking the law and as long as people, and I won't let people take advantage of her to the point that they'll like invade our account because I'm in charge of all the cash.
Okay, good. Yeah, you might want to like change the
I'm in charge of all the cash. I've told her a long time ago, you know, you shouldn't be in charge of money. You just don't have a clue.
Yeah,
and she's like, all right, as long as I get to do what I want to do, she's like, I don't care. So I'm happy because, you know,
you're not going broke from Dr. Pokey.
No, it's, you know, I mean, at some
Can
point
we make shirts that just say Dr. Pokey's.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure she'd love it.
And then on the back, get drunk, forget problems.
Yes. With a little glass or two ice cubes and half of Jack Daniels in there.
Can we thank Washington State and the fine behavioral science and therapy programs? Because there's no way I'd be like this if not for the great therapeutic systems that we have here at Washington State, some of the best in the country. Otherwise, I'd be out of my effing mind.
And can we thank Jack Daniels for being able to help your son cope with Dr. Pokey?
We also have some fine spirits here. I mean, as you know, man, BSB from Heritage is pretty good, too.
The brown sugar bourbon. Sarah, you should try some brown sugar bourbon and forget Dr. Pokey.
Yeah, sounds good. I think I need to start doing what my brother does.
Yeah.
Therapy didn't work for me, so.
So, brown sugar bourbon. Well, yeah, just, you know, be careful. That's all I'm saying. All right, well, see, Steve?
Wow.
Welcome to the party.
Wow.
I should get a couple.
I didn't expect to get that invite.
Do you think a couple of houses should be given to me at this point? I think I should get a whole street of houses at this point.
You deserve a medal.
Thanks, buddy.
There's no way.
I do. I am. My family is very interesting.
I don't know, man. Yeah. That's just not my world. I'd be like, if my wife said, hey, I want to have Dr. Pokey come by every day, I'd be like, yeah, you get the Dr. F out of here.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Let me tell you, the more years you're married to your significant other, the more you put up with, and the more anybody on the outside looking in will look at you and go, I can't believe that you put up with that. But you're like, well, you know, I mean, I just feel like everybody's got that. I know this seems really weird, but I know other people. I go, I wouldn't put up with what they put up with.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, my wife's nice.
She's a nice person.
Maybe too nice. She's
very nice. Actually, yeah, totally. And the people seem to be getting helped. I mean, I don't know if it's working or not. How do I know? There could be this invisible chi energy I know nothing about. It's one of those things you can't see.
Yeah.
Just because I can't see the chi doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
They've been going for like 4 years and they're still not healed. They're still the same. It's not working.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just, you know.
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Right. And it is plum pudding today.
Yeah, that's right. Christmas pudding day. All right, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Klaxon horns were used on what type of vehicle during World War II?
Boats.
Yeah, I guess.
I love that you pissed them off. What was the answer?
It was supposed to be submarines. Yeah, submarines are boats.
Yeah,
thank
they're underwater boats. Ugh,
suck it, Rev.
Hate you.
That's so awesome. Well, you want a shot at beating Steve and see Rev get pissed off? It could happen. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.